Hi everyone, welcome to Type Talks. Today we're here to talk about 8 truths your INFP needs you to know with Paul. And so the first point is INFPs feel things very deeply and richly, but it's hard to express them.
Yeah, thanks, Joyce. It's very true. It's introverted feeling, right? And it's like the kind of like, it's like having access to like this entire well of value systems and emotional turmoil and what have you, that ironically enough is like you would think a feeling dominant type would be like just wonderfully emotionally articulate and expressive. And unfortunately, it's not the case. Especially when it comes to verbal expression, it can be really hard to get it out, especially when prompted. Sometimes we definitely need to give ourselves time to show how we feel.
Another thing INFPs would like you to know is their value system is a big deal.
Yeah, I find that throughout the course of my life, I really like to look back on the things that I've cared about or have been passionate about and just like really kind of like filter down because like, and just re-examine them. Like, do I still care about this? And because I don't want to spread myself thin. It really means a lot to me to just have like, you know, some like really strong cords of values and ethics that help me rely upon my own ethical sense of self, but also to help form my sense of identity. It's something I'm always doing. And I think it's worth doing. Just to see how you feel about things like year from now, 5 years from now, so to speak.
And oftentimes an INFP's exploration of this is very fluid. And so they may never come to a true answer because they're constantly learning more about themselves or exploring values, but they will have spent a lot of time thinking about it or feeling it. Even if they don't know who they are, figuring out who they are is still interesting or valuable to them, even if it's a confusing place. And so the third truth your INFP needs you to know is that they are accepting of other people, aware of their own idiosyncrasies, and they want other people to feel comfortable sharing their own quirks with you. And it makes the INFP feel less alone when you share your quirks with them.
Yeah, exactly. There's so much beauty in diversity, and I don't mean that in like the very like, you know, woke phrasing, and that's not to use woke in a dismissive way, by the way. But not in just that marketing sense. It's just, we're all so beautifully different, and like there's so much like wonderful richness and weirdness in our own human experience. And I think probably demographically, INFPs tend towards the geekier side, whether that's through their own interests or just through like weird little habits and stuff. And even though we've gotten used to feeling apart from the world, it doesn't mean we want to be apart, you know, and basically going back to that sense of like depth over breadth, we want to find like a person or, you know, a few people who can be part of our world and share their weirdness with us because we want to share our weirdness with them. And we'll just have like this beautiful, weird little reactor core of quirkiness.
Yeah. And you even use a story centered around farts to illustrate this. So I thought I'd ask you about that.
Yeah, I did. I was referring to the scene in Good Will Hunting where it's basically the first time, you know, Robin Williams playing the therapist and Will Hunting, who's played by Matt Damon, really kind of gets him to open up. And he talks about how his wife used to fart when she was nervous and used to fart in her sleep and stuff. And basically using that as a segue to like, you know, people, but you know, like these are the things only I knew about. That's what made her my wife. And people call these things imperfections, but they're not. Oh, that's the good stuff. And fun fact, that scene was completely improvised by Robin Williams, who, I mean, that's how he does. So when you see Matt Damon laughing, that's genuine. He which just really adds just to like the beautiful humanity in that scene.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous, stunning.
Mm-hmm. And so the next point is INFPs are not fond of confrontation unless the real value is at stake.
Yeah, confrontation is extremely unpleasant. And I say this also as an Enneagram 9, but we can talk about that for another time. It's basically the thing, like INFPs do have like a core set of values, but again, going back to that tendency to not express themselves outwardly, you won't necessarily know until you've somehow disrespected it or stepped on it or something. Now, two things could probably happen. Like one, the INFP could blow up and suddenly there's this like just fireball of rage, like just directed completely at you. The other thing that might happen is kind of the complete opposite. It's suddenly like everything's just been sucked out of the room. Like, and there is just like a black hole of silence because the INFP is just sitting there and they are like filtering through and they're like, how angry am I? I feel like very upset about this. Like what's happening? And they're gonna filter and filter and filter on it. They may not blow up, but tread very carefully. And I should add to that is the key to this is to say, hey, listen, you know, it seems like you might be upset about this. Listen, you don't have to tell me about it right now, but I really want to understand better, like where you're coming from. So please take all the time you need. And that'll mean a lot to an INFP.
That's the way that you can get to an INFP's heart in those fiery moments. So yeah, that's how you smooth talk INFPs. I'm kidding. So the next point is INFPs are in a constant search for who they are. Identity is a big deal.
Yep. I can't remember who the philosopher said it was like the unexamined life is not worth living. But like, I remember reading that. I was like, well, yeah. Like, why wouldn't you do this? Because, like, frankly, and as fascinating as other people are, and at the risk of sounding very self-involved and narcissistic, we're fascinated by ourselves. And big part of that is, like, who are we really? Like, not just, like, all the surface stuff, like, what we do for work or, you know, like, where we grew up and, you know, what we look like and stuff like that. But what really matters to us and what do I really want to like mean in the universe kind of thing. And so any opportunity we have to delve deeper and try on different hats, different jackets, you know, and entire jumpsuits, so to speak, we will quite happily go on that spree.
Yeah, and due to this fascination with the self, INFPs oftentimes like mediums where they can explore themselves more too, like writing, trying to figure out what they really feel about something or their deepest thoughts about something or how their internal world relates to the outside world. There's a lot of self-exploration that is a part of this personality type. And another thing INFPs need you to know is that their routines are very comforting. There's a nice sense of being able to return to home.
Yeah, as wonderful as it is to flex our NE and explore, you know, the vast galaxy of ideas and opinions and, you know, what have you, he said, because he couldn't think of anything better. We don't always want to do that. And frankly, it's nice to like, okay, let's pull back a bit and like, okay, but what do I like to do like day to day? And like, I think a lot of INFPs are probably quite comfortable eating the same thing, you know, not necessarily every day, but at least every other day, so to speak. I know that's my experience where I'm quite happy to have the same thing for breakfast, you know, several days in a row, so to speak. And there's just there's kind of a comfort in it, and not even in the sense of like, oh, I don't need to think about what I'm doing, but it's just like, oh yeah, this is like my ritual. Like this is like me returning back into my home and just kind of snuggling in, so to speak, with, you know, the repetition.
The variety exists in the imagination. And so the sensory world having some sort of constant is soothing. And so another truth your INFP needs you to know is that when you show curiosity about their perspective, they really value that. It means a lot when they have a place to feel comfortable.
Definitely. I think it takes real effort and courage to like express curiosity about where people are coming from. A lot of times, especially as like going back to the thing where like, oh, you've offended your INFP, now what? But and not even in like those examples, but just where like, oh, hey, like, you know, like share yourself with me, and not because I want to debate you or I want to like pick apart, you know, everything you're saying or doing, because, you know, that just means like, well, I'm not going to bother. it really means a lot when someone just like really gives a shit, frankly. Say, hey, listen, like I want to get to know you better. Like I don't know. There's just something beautifully affirming about that, because I don't think you see it a lot in the day to day. You might see it with people you really care about, but I think it would be quite something, instead of these viral videos of like strangers like going off on each other because they're upset about some random bullshit. Like I want to see viral videos where like two strangers like, whoa, hey, listen, like I didn't, you seem upset. Like tell me about it. You know, I know it's not entertaining, but damn it. Like we have enough entertainment. Like let's just see some of this stuff out there for a while. I'm getting a little worked up, but this is apparently one of my values.
When you show curiosity about an INFP's inner life, that's one of their love languages, because they've spent so much time building it too. So it's nice to have someone to share their world with too. All right. And so lastly, INFPs can be quite sensitive if somebody doesn't like something they like.
Yeah. Of course, we realize not everyone's going to like the things you like. Like, we know that. We're not stupid. But it really means a lot if someone does. Because it's like, oh, hey, this is the thing I'm really passionate about. Now I can share it with you. So when does somebody... It's not so much like if somebody says like, oh, I didn't care for that show, or I didn't like that show, or, you know, that's okay, frankly, because you're talking about where you're coming from, as opposed to saying, oh, well, you know, that movie is stupid, you know, something like that, where it's like you're making some kind of like blanket objective statement. And I say objective sarcastically, by the way, where it's like, well, what are you talking about? So, and because INFPs, and again, going back to, well, one, being very sensitive about their personal things, and two, you know, probably being on the geekier side, it's, and because geeks are notorious for their passion, that's kind of what makes them geeks in the first place. It's, you know, you don't have to like the thing we like, but at least have, you know, the sense to put it into your own perspective, as opposed to making it about the thing itself.
It softens the statement to reference it as your opinion rather than an objective fact, because it can be kind of offensive if they say, this movie was horrible objectively, whereas you liked it, and so that might cause some, ow, okay.
Yeah.
All right, and so thank you, Paul, for your vulnerable sharing today. I hope you all got to learn about the insides of an INFP in a little bit more depth, and that you show an INFP one of your quirks and you show interest in their inner world a little bit more. All right. Well, I hope you all have a great day, and I'll see you all in the next episode. Take care.
Bye.